Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, baby. Welcome to the show. Bowerly with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, look, when I say the worst of the symptoms, if you're just joining us, long story short, I got both jabs, Moderna, and I got COVID. That's why I've been off. The worst symptoms were a Friday to Saturday night period where I basically had the symptoms of a mild chest cold, maybe moderate, mild. Now, have I felt 100%? No, I've not felt 100%. There have been days where I have felt, where I felt like crap. But mostly it's that kind of a crappy feeling you get when you're fatigued, like when you get 2 hours sleep and, you go out and you run 30 miles and you come back in, because I do that all the time. So it's kind of like, you're not 100%. I mean, I'm definitely not 100%. I said earlier, the fatigue thing is what I notice when I'm at home. It's omnipresent. Like, wow, if I put my head down on the pillow, I'm going to fall asleep. But practically speaking, the biggest thing for me is COVID voice. And about 30% of Americans who get COVID get laryngitis or COVID voice, a hoarse voice. And of course, doing what I do for a living, it has to be that. And I'll tell you a couple of other things that kind of struck me as weird symptoms of COVID. And I don't mean to be graphic here, so forgive me, but peeing every hour on the hour in the middle of the night, like really, like, whoa, hello, like Austin Powers, evacuation beginning. Deck, yeah, exactly. There's that. And also, it dawned on me, and this is going to sound really, really stupid. How many of you out there have gout? Okay, I've got gout, which is why I don't really eat a lot of red meat. And the only place, well, gout usually manifest in my big toe on my left foot and in my low back. And the really interesting thing to me anyway is my left toe feels like I've eaten filet mignon every night for the last 2 weeks. And the low back is also a little bit on the tender side. But anyway, other than that, I got to tell you, forgive my rambling. I'm just going to call it COVID brain fog. Despite being fully jabbed, despite, like many of you, being a COVID survivor, when does the T-shirt come out? Or have I already missed that boat? I totally oppose mandates. By the way, speaking of T-shirts and mugs and water bottles and blankies and beanies, if you're a fan of the show, want to show your support of the show, you can go to BowerlyStore.com. Just go to Bowerly on Facebook, and you can buy all of those nifty items, and a rather significant portion of any of my profits are going to the SPCA serving Erie County, and they're very, very happy. They just got their first check. Okay, let's get back to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Tony in Amherst. Tony, welcome.
How are you? Sorry you got sick.
Yeah, happens.
You know, I just love this, and I hope I can get this whole thing out. You know, when COVID started, they gave it this immortality. So no matter where you tried to run – there was a blockage. And then the end result, once you ran to every corner, then you were asymptomatic. And it's the same thing they're doing with these shots. Do you know how many people have gotten sick and gotten the shot? So they use the gentle word, oh, it's a breakthrough. Oh, it's an escape. It's a failure. They know it's failed. 95% of the Israel study, everybody in the hospital, they have gotten the shot, and they're in the hospital. They're on their third and fourth injection. It doesn't work, and it's all statistics.
Well, you're right about the Israel situation. You're absolutely right. But aren't there also statistics that show that the people who are vaccinated statistically are less likely to be seriously ill, hospitalized, or dead after being injected with what is not a vaccine?
Absolutely. And then there's no definitive proof. It's just like I was saying, the people who predict the football games, when you call the kid, who's going to win this game? They tell
Kansas City.
And the people one thing and 50% of the people the other thing. So for 50% of the people, they're right. And they think that they're great. My God, this guy gave me the winner.
It'll be Kansas City, by the way, not to burst your bubble.
It's the same nonsense. There are many people waking up, many, to the whole facade. This thing was driven by fear. And, you know, we said this, and I talked to you when it first happened. It was driven by fake statistics and fear. That's all this is. It's just absolutely, I see people just shaking in their boots. I mean, you know what a pandemic is? When you walk down the street and you're tripping over dead bodies. That's a pandemic, not 50 people in the hospital.
At that point, we're playing word games with, you know, what is a pandemic, what is not a pandemic. So tell me what you have decided to do, because, you know, as I've made abundantly clear, I'm one of the idiots who got both jabs. And again, it's not a vaccine. A vaccine does not simply make symptoms worse or better. A vaccine prevents the illness from taking shape in your body. So it really needs it. You can't call it a vaccine. It doesn't meet the definition of what a vaccine is. So I get really upset that I fall victim to that myself sometime. But what are you personally going to do? Your own personal experiences?
Well, my personal experience, I haven't gotten a shot. I've been in the gym since I was 20 years old. I feel healthy. I am healthy, and I'm not putting that poison in my body. Especially when, can you imagine, to me, I would feel like a complete fool, and I would be so angry if I got the shot, and then they wanted a booster. After you rattled your brain trying to figure out should I or shouldn't I? Oh well, the shot you got, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. Here's another one for you. And after you get that one, here's another one. That is the end game, and I'm shocked that people are not catching on.
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean by the end game. I mean, just from a matter of health, I'm in a conundrum now, because, and I think I know what your thoughts are, because I don't know whether I should get any booster shot or not, because as I said earlier, okay, my body's immune system successfully fought it off. I should have antibodies to COVID. I also had the shots, the Moderna shots. What in the hell do I need a booster for? My body kicked COVID's ass.
Right. Well, I don't tell the next person what to do. You know what you do? You exercise, you take your supplements. That is the only best way to prevent any type of illness, whether it's the flu. You know, health is a big thing. That's why they should have never closed the gyms in the first place. Those are the most healthy people in Western New York.
I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. You know, and again, you know, you talk about supplements. Tony, when I first got the very small hack, thinking it was, a fall cold, I literally did 4 times a day the multivitamin, the D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C.
Well, see, here,
maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
Possibly, but your body can't absorb that much. Everybody thinks, you know, you take these mega, mega dosages, your body's just going to excrete it. Your body absorbs a little bit at a time. That's like if you have meals per day. Your body will absorb protein at a certain point in certain times of the day, every 4 hours. So to compound it, you take like 5,000 million units of vitamin C and D. I know so many people that do that. It's going right in the toilet. You got to take small dosages
every day, every other day. Your body can't absorb that. An elephant couldn't absorb that much. Absorption is the key. So your body takes those nutrients in and utilizes them.
Well, the vitamin C passes rather quickly through the system. The vitamin D, there are dangerous levels of vitamin D that you can actually put into your body. I agree with you there, but
right.
But I mean, 50 milligrams of zinc, you know, I mean, I should be dead, huh?
Well, vitamin C is water soluble.
Right.
You could take as much as that as you want, but like vitamin A, it becomes toxin. You need very little.
Yeah, I didn't do any A.
Right. But that's the best thing. And like I said, they're being driven. I wouldn't. It's just crazy. But there's a lot of people that are catching on. There's one good thing. Are people seeing the writing on the wall going, wait a minute. I got sick from it. And if there's a booster, it means that the first one doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't work as a vaccine. Does it work as an ameliorator? I don't know the answer to that.
The answer is, it doesn't work. Otherwise, you wouldn't need it. It's being sold. It's to keep the fear up. We see what, look around us. Look what the end game is, the final control.
All right. I thank you. I appreciate the call. All right. I don't know how many of you agree with Tony, how many don't. And look, it's frustrating for me because I don't know why. I mean, I wish I could tell you, hey, you know, my case was relatively mild because I got the jab, or my case was mild because I took a lot of supplements at the beginning, or my case was mild because my immune system is a finely tuned machine. I wish I could tell you these things, but I can't. But as far as like these jabs being vaccines, a vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting something, not ameliorate the symptoms. So to call this a vaccine, forgive my repetition, is a misnomer. But if it prevented me from getting super sick and prevented me from ending up in a hospital on a ventilator, well, then I guess I did the right thing. But we'll never know. Was it because it was the Delta variant? Was it because I got the jab? I have no idea. What do you guys think? I can't be the only one in this boat. In fact, I know I'm not. I keep hearing from people. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You got the jab, you got COVID, all right? So did I. How badly did it hit you? And do you think it was because of the jab or because your body is a finely tuned machine? New driveway at my house and the excavator just uncovered Jimmy Hoffa. That's what I heard. I might have read the message wrong. So anyway, welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us. And again, the long-term, long-haul effects of my COVID, you'll hear them in my voice. It's going to be raspy for a while. Why was I hit with a relatively mild case? Was it the shot? Was it a good immune system? I have no idea. And as far as feeling like crap, most of the feeling like crap was just, it was just fatigue. I mean, you know that feeling when you stand up and it's like, ooh, I really need to go back down again? Yeah, that's what I mean when I say feel like crap. But, you know, after a couple of weeks, most anybody can work through that. But the COVID voice, it was a big shock to me. That was a definite shock. All right, back to the calls on WBEN. Your stories. Here's Rich on a cell phone. Richard, hello, go.
Yes, welcome back. I'm glad you're feeling better, laryngitis notwithstanding. you know, first off, I wanted to say that, you know, although I'm not a doctor, I do understand, you know, how vaccines are supposed to work. And since you have gotten now the virus and gotten over it naturally, you don't really need to worry about a booster. I think that would be kind of grotesque and redundant. You know, there's a lot of articles that have been published in the U.S. Library of Medicine and in Nature magazine that point to research showing robust, long-lasting immunity after you have contracted and then convalesced from COVID-19. And since vaccines are supposed to stimulate your immune system to respond by making antibodies like you had the virus, only without the virus itself, one has to wonder if the messenger RNA vaccine is actually sufficient enough in the fact that it's making this or forcing your cells to make the spike protein. And it's not the total virus. So I'm wondering if, you know, with the phase two of the trials of these vaccines showing that the antibodies were produced, was it just the B cells that patrol your blood system, your bloodstream for these pathogens, but it didn't actually deliver any T cell benefit, which actually is the cells that hold the memory and also clean up infected tissue. So is it really an effective vaccine? I don't know. I also know that...
See, I don't even think it's a vaccine. So, hold on. I want to hear more of what you have to say, but I'm up against the clock. Look, my immune system is like a... After the past few weeks, it's like a highly trained team of British commandos in the Second World War taking a ship up an estuary in France and blowing up the dock where the Tirpitz was going never mind, disregard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, baby. It's good to be back in the saddle. And it is Bowerly with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you're just joining us, I've been out because I had COVID. I got both jabs and I still got COVID. I'm never going to know where I got COVID. Now, I did just hear from somebody who, I won't go into details, but was in the same place I was, and our symptomatic timeline follow the same days. So is that a coincidence, or could that be where we got it? I don't know. But again, I think I've told you this once or twice. I have been rapid tested, 10, 15 times. I've lost track of how many times I've been rapid tested. But I got to tell you that the rapid test, as far as I'm concerned, is junk. Now, somebody sent me an email saying, well, how do you know that the PCR test wasn't a false positive? I'm reasonably confident of that, A, because the way I felt, B, because the symptoms I had, and C, because I had two PCR tests done at two separate laboratories, and the PCR tests are the gold standard for detecting COVID. One of the things I've learned, I'll never trust No, I would never trust a negative rapid test again, because, you know, how is it that the same place, rapid test is negative, PCR test is positive, and that is confirmed by a second sample taken the same day. I told you the story. I went to Rite Aid thinking I could get a rapid test. They gave only the PCR test. The other joint gave the rapid test and the PCR test. The rapid was negative. The PCR was positive. So I will state to a high degree of certainty that, yes, I had COVID, and it would be highly improbable for both labs to give a false result on something that is considered the gold standard of testing for COVID. And basically, how do I say this? The worst of the symptoms was basically like a moderate cold, like mild to moderate chest cold Friday into a Saturday. I might be underselling this a little bit. I did feel like crap. I did not feel well enough to work, but I was nowhere near death's door. At no time did I ever think I'm going to end up in the hospital. At no time did I think I'd better call 911. I have got myself a pulse oximeter, and it was 95, 96, generally speaking. So that was good. The lungs were, again, it was like I've had worse colds than I've had COVID. And I'm not trying to undersell COVID either, but I'm going to tell you that the second Moderna jab that I got overall made me a lot sicker than COVID did. Perhaps not the duration, though. The thing that surprises me is as I said, is the duration of this, and this specifically being the fatigue and also the laryngitis. I didn't realize that laryngitis was actually a symptom of COVID, but I'll be damned, it is. And, I feel very let down by the rapid test. Because I called Pasquale like three times when I was out, saying, Pasquale, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you doing okay? And he's totally fine. I had one interaction with Pasquale when I had COVID, and I went into the room and I said, hey, I tested negative, but I want to be super, super careful. So I did everything according to Hoyle. And I still was worried about Pasquale, but nobody with whom I've been in direct personal contact has come down with COVID. Most of my friends have already had it, or they're vaccinated. Of course, I was they got the shot. But it's frustrating to me, and maybe it's frustrating to you, never knowing whether was it the jab that made the symptoms not as bad as they would have been, or is it the Delta variant or some other factor? I have no idea. I know that I'm not the only one by far who has had the jab, did what you were supposed to do, and still ended up with COVID. Now, I didn't end up in the hospital. Not even close to ending up in the hospital. And I'll tell you that when I go home tonight, I'm going to have to think long and hard about going to a friend's birthday party. Now, this guy and all of his friends have already had COVID, so I don't worry about that. But I'm no longer in isolation. I'm no longer contagious. I really like this guy a lot, and I don't want to blow off his birthday. But it might be a quick hit and run stop, because the fatigue thing is. Again, if you are on the same page as I, and even if you're not on the same page, I'd like to hear from you. The long haul fatigue symptoms are going to be nasty. By the way, a totally random thought. I watched the Austin Powers movies when they were on Netflix until September 30th. In today's climate, those movies could not be made. You know, we talk about Blazing Saddles. Austin Powers absolutely could not be made by 2021 standards without Mike Myers getting himself in a whole heap of trouble. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? Oh, me too. Let's go to Felicity Shagwell. Let's go to Rich on a cell phone on WBEN. Rich, hello.
Yes, hello, hello. So, yeah, I mean, the T-cell memory is very important. And, you know, we don't know enough about this vaccine, any of them, to really say that it's actually effective. We don't, you know, like, I know what you're saying, too. Did it help lessen the symptoms?
We'll never know.
But, well, I mean...
Just like I'll never know where I got it.
Right. But, I mean, you know, we can look at the history of, say, I don't know, SARS, which is 79% identical. And that particular virus and the course that that pandemic took was an evolutionary process of going extinct, and it got less dangerous and more contagious. So, I mean, you could, you know, leverage some of that, and that kind of makes a little bit more sense that, you know, a year plus removed from its emergence, that it would be less dangerous. And there,
and that's what viruses do. I mean, viruses mutate. We've talked about this before. You know this. I mean, you're well read on this, obviously, but viruses mutate. And fortunately, when they mutate, they tend to get less severe over time. And the Spanish flu is still out there, but it doesn't kill anybody.
Sure, exactly. So, you know, I think the best thing right now that you're doing is talking to people about your symptoms, because so many people have been terrified. And I had the same experience when I came down with COVID. I lost my sense of smell, but everything was very similar to what you described. You know, I had a very wicked time with my head, and I thought it was seasonal allergies because I got it in the spring. And the next day I felt fatigued, and it started feeling more like a head cold and less like allergies. The third day I developed a fever that was around 101, 101 and a half, nothing crazy. Had it for about 3 days, and it broke. And I, at the same time it broke, my head started to clear up, and I could breathe again. But then I started getting some wheezing like I normally do anyhow. I was asthmatic as a kid.
Yeah.
Chest cold that I get, or every cold that I get winds up moving into my chest. And it wasn't that bad. And then I opened up a can of coffee one morning and took a deep breath to smell that fresh coffee, and there was nothing.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. And you know, so couple that with what was going on in my...
It could be a blessing in our men's room.
Yeah, I started thinking, you know, I'm like, geez, is this going to be bad? And then a few days later, my fatigue went away, the fever broke, my wheezing stopped, and it just took a number of weeks to get that sense of smell back. But I've been able to talk to friends who, you know, suddenly came up to me and said, or you know, texted me and said, oh my God, I've got COVID, I'm terrified. And then I explained to them what I went through, and they're like, yeah, I'm going through the same thing. Yeah, and I said, well, did you lose your sense of smell yet? They're like, oh, not yet. I said, well, just give it time. And then 2 days later, you know, they fire back. I can't believe it. I lost my sense of smell. I wear a lot of perfume. I don't smell anything. I can't believe this. How long does it last? But it put their minds at ease. And I think a lot of the fear, you know, the fear of getting it and how you react to that based on the fear and what your body is going through when it's scared. You know, I think that makes a lot of things worse, too.
So. Well, you know what, though? I mean, fear, I look, I'm not the toughest guy in the world, Rich, but I mean, fear to me, I've been through a hell of a lot worse than this. And this, there was zero fear. But the one thing I wanted to get back to, you talk about the fever. One thing I've neglected to mention that I probably should have mentioned is, did you notice that even after the fever broke, at night, when you were about to go to sleep, you would take your temperature and it would be like a degree or two higher than it usually would be?
I noticed, I wouldn't take the temperature. I would notice that I would maybe get like a little bit of a chill, you know, where I'm getting the sweats and then I'd feel a quick chill or something.
Yep.
But that didn't really persist that long. You know, a couple days after the fever really broke. Yeah, I would say that I felt something like that. But
I've got one of those handheld thermometers about the size of a men's razor. Man, is that tough to get up your butt? I'm telling you.
Right?
Wait, am I doing it wrong?
I don't know. You know, the instructions, you know, no one reads them. It doesn't matter as long as you get a reading, right?
I got a reading, all right.
Yeah, right.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're
all right.
Well, my friend.
Yep. And folks, like, look, we're in a COVID no judgment zone. I got the jab. I got COVID. I oppose mandates 100%. And I can only imagine that some people listening were hoping, well, we hear Bauer. I haven't exactly kept it a big secret. I mean, I don't know that they talked about it on the radio because I didn't listen. But I mean, I'm telling you, I had it. I mentioned on my private Facebook page that I had it. The other thing that I just mentioned to Rich there was at night, like my temperature's fine right now. I know exactly what my temperature right now is 97.7. I know it. I know my body. But when I go home, it's going to be about 9, 10 o'clock. I'm going to hold the thermometer up to my forehead, and it's going to be 99, 99.5, somewhere in there. And then it's going to go back down again. And that's the nature of this thing. As far as fear, you know, a lot of times, you know, we as human beings, we're really caught between catastrophizing things that don't have to be catastrophized and then underselling things that really need immediate attention. I have mastered the art of this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, no, seriously. I mean, again, I mentioned this earlier, and it really, in a weird way, it's one of the proudest moments of my life, working an entire week while having a massive heart attack. That's not only a special kind of stupid, that's a special kind of denial. So that's one end of the continuum when it comes to we as human beings viewing our symptoms. The COVID situation, on the other hand, I am not going to catastrophize that. I never catastrophize that because I've said before, geez, imagine a virus so horrible you have to be tested to figure out if you have it. And that literally was my case. I did not get the PCR results for 8 days after the test. And I had two PCR tests done. In science, that's called replication. And I'm glad I got the two results, and I'm glad that they were both positive, because that tells me, okay, I had COVID. But at no point did I, again, I forgive my repetition, at no point did I think I was going to get rushed to the hospital, spend enough time in those. At no point did I feel like my life was in danger. At no point did I get out my last will. Well, maybe I did. But at no point did I call anybody saying, hey, would you check on me in an hour? And if I don't answer, call 911. At no point did I do that. Why? Because to me, it was a mild cold. I don't know if you all had that symptom. And again, forgive the repetition, but the thing that is going to be a problem is going to be my energy level in the long term. I know people who are long-haul COVIDers who are very strong guys, and they got it months ago, and only in the past month or so did they regain their full strength. And the vocal thing is another issue. I'm actually pleasantly surprised that my voice is actually holding up so far. I probably just cursed myself. Pasquale, get ready to do the last hour. Poor Wenger's at home saying, no. All right. That was the worst part for me, feeling like I was letting down my bosses. Because I hate milking sick time. I there's no honor in that. There's no joy. There's no fun in that for me. I don't do that. I don't play that game. A couple people sent me emails upset that I said Kansas City. Look. Anytime the Bills go to Kansas City, I get very nervous. Anybody else remember the Monday night game? Was it 1989 where the Bills with Jim Kelly and Thurman and Bruce going to Kansas City Monday night, national spotlight, and they had their asses handed to them? I'm sorry. Kansas City always scares me. What do you want me to say? Here is Gene in Williamsville on WBEN. Hello.
Good evening, Tom. A couple things. I just want to let you know I had COVID back in January. I felt like I had a head cold for 3 days, and that was it. No fever, nothing. The only reason I figured out that I had COVID was I donate blood on a regular basis, and about 6 weeks later, donated blood. The Red Cross routinely did a check for the antibodies, and I had developed the antibodies. But the other thing, the main thing I called was to bring your attention.
Allow me to interrupt. I would be happy to donate blood if other people could benefit from it with the COVID antibodies. Are they actively still seeking people for convalescent plasma? I thought that proved to be a flop.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in June, the end of June, they stopped checking for antibodies.
Ah, all right, because my understanding is it was a flop, but if there's any chance, I mean, you know, you could have all my blood. I don't care. So I'll keep going.
So the main reason I called...
Uh-oh. I think we may have lost Gene. I think his phone may have COVID. I'll tell you what, Pasquale... Just in the interest of time, my friend, Let us have Gene either put him on hold or have him call back because I – well, do I have time? Are you sure? Okay. Let's go back to Gene. Gene, you're back with us.
Yes. So the reason I called.
Yeah, that's highly unfortunate. Gene's phone did develop COVID during the course of the call. We apologize to everybody listening to the show. We certainly are sorry. If you guys want to continue talking about this, I'm game. I wasn't planning on doing the whole show on it, but, you know, why not when life gives you lemons, right? Oh, speaking of lemons, I have discovered something. Anybody watch Gilligan's Island? Remember Thurston Howell always talking about perhaps a hot toddy? I have discovered that there is actual magic in the hot toddy, which is like a shot, maybe two shots of whiskey, water, honey, and you warm it up, and I'm telling you, there's something to it. There is something to, I know some of you are going to say, Krupnik, Tom, Krupnik. There are some of you who are missing out on the joy of the hot toddy. And yes, I had one before I came to work today. And I can honestly say it was for medicinal purposes. In fact, that's why I've got the bottle right there. Now, I don't really have the bottle right there. That would be wrong.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.